first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Right. You want to do 20 minutes of this?
Welcome to the Football Podcast Extra Time. We are...
Russia's 2-0 up.
24 minutes in to the second game of Euro 2012.
Exciting times.
Russia are 2-0 up.
Shurikov just got a nice little dink over
it. It was a lovely dink. I'm with Dan Silva.
Hello.
I am with Sean Miller.
Evening.
We're with Cole Lawson, Football Podcast listener extraordinaire.
Cole Lawson.
I like who you made him out to be French.
And, and we are with the podcast father figure. Oh, father figure. Come on down. Mr. Simon Heads.
Good evening.
What are you making of the game so far?
Well, my prediction's going great. I said the Czech Republic would win this.
Good luck with that.
They're currently 2-0 down, so...
Russia 4-5.
Funny Russia for the final. I'm not having that at all. We watched the game before as well, which finished as a draw.
Saw that work, yeah.
But it was quite lively.
Entertaining game.
Well, considering the two teams were both as dreary as you like, you know, it wasn't really a game you were going to get excited about. And then... Poland did really well, and then
Cole is saying, I don't know. It was two low grade teams
like England. Will be
two teams that you would look at, I think,
slightly better than England.
Yeah, no. But in terms of entertainment, you probably looked at it and thought nothing's going to happen.
No,
this won't be
given. England are modelling our tactics on Greece 2004.
You're going to get your keeper sent off. You're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you are a little bit fucked.
I do want to say that in the office, I did call that the penalty would be saved.
Really?
Yeah, I did say.
To be fair, so did Michael Coxon.
Did he?
He did.
Where's he?
Gone up north.
Was his past his bedtime or something?
So, okay.
Controversy in the pub.
Howard Webb. Yeah, this is controversy. Howard Webb is... No, he's not.
Disappointed about that. If he gets this,
that was Ashley Young. Howard Webb is loving.
If that was Ashley Young, I like that. If that was Ashley Young, all day long.
Come on,
we are. Oh,
the Czechs are alarming.
I really hope Howard Webb got that right because he's the only chance of England making the final.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh come on.
Well, it's about. Pretty fair.
All right, it's Russia 2, Czech Republic 0. 27 minutes gone in the second half, and we'll pause there. We'll come back to you in a bit.
Leave it.
Okay, I'm here with the Football Podcast Fatherhead, Simon Head.
Hello.
And you've just asked a Cardiff fan about the recent events, haven't you?
I have, and it's probably best that they're not broadcast on this show.
Stephen Greg, come in. But you're not in favour of the recent changes.
No.
Tell me why. As a Cardiff fan,
it's not for now.
Okay, I'll tell you my point of view. They have said that they are going to wipe off your debts. They're going to do this and that and that for their club.
They're wiping the history at the same time, aren't they?
They are wiping history, but I want to hear from a Cardiff fan. Like your theory, are you going to watch them next season or...
No.
Okay, so you're not going to watch it at all?
I think that says all he needs to say, to be honest. If he's not going to go, and this is the most dyed-in-the-wall Cardiff fan I know...
I agree with that. Steve, last season, Steve went home from London to Cardiff 10 or 12 times, something like that.
Not necessarily should have, because I had a season ticket, so it's a bit of a waste of money.
You're a Cardiff fan, so... But how many of your friends feel the same as you? Or a lot of your friends just going to go to the game?
The majority
games?
Go with me, some have already bought a season ticket for next season and they're not offering refunds, so I think the majority are going to go, but no one, I know supports it.
Okay, but will they still go and make their protest known, or will they just boycott it? Or
I don't know, I haven't spoken to many deaf about
it. It is absolutely unbelievable, isn't it? The fact that they came out and said, oh, we're not going to do it, and then...
The fact that they haven't upped the club and moved it somewhere is actually worse. Because at least if they'd upped the move, like they did with Wimbledon, it made them the MK Dons.
Yeah.
It meant the fans could then build a new club from the ground up, where they, in the original place. Cardiff can't do that. Well, I guess they can, but they're doing it in the shadow of what's going on, so...
All right, okay. We've got Steve Cummins from FIFA Man 5. Can you imagine if Arsenal... Okay, put yourself in a Cardiff fan's point of view. If Arsenal said, yeah, we're going to change our strip from red, what have they actually done? Change the strip from red. Blue to red.
Yeah. And they change the badge.
Change the badge. How would you react to that?
It's shameful. It's shameful what they've done. Entirely just for money on the whim of a bloke who's got hardly any connection to the club. I mean, we changed our badge, but it was for commercial reasons, but kept the ethos of the club, kept the canon. To completely change the badge, the colour.
On the same note, the Cardiff, is he chair? Like, what's his actual. The Cardiff owner has said, well, we've kept the blue. They kept the bluebird on the badge.
Well,
it's such it's such a minor factor on a badge. It'd be like them keeping the cannon on the badge, but changing everything else.
You can't put a price on history. They just sold the history. It's ridiculous. It's shameful.
I don't understand the reason behind it. I don't understand what changing the colour of the shirt is meant to represent or what it's meant to do. There hasn't been a coherent reason. If someone came up with a coherent reason as to why it would make a more viable business, I would listen to the opinion. I probably still wouldn't agree with it, but I would have more of an open mind. This, there seems to be no reason other than a Malaysian fella who lives thousands of miles away and has been to watch us a couple of times thinks that blue's an unlucky colour and the red's a lucky colour. And it seems to think it'll make us more marketable in Asia.
That is the thing. They're talking about like red is the better colour in Asia.
Red shirts are marketable in Asia because they play because they're one of the three most successful teams in British football.
That's not, play it well,
it's nothing to do with the colour of the shirt. It's the fact that it's so successful. Asia will be full of Manchester City shirts in 12 months, 18 months' time. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's ill thought out. I pray it lasts no more than a season, which I don't think it will, because...
But have they actually said, will it last more than a season, or... Has that been announced? Is it going to be one season?
It's indefinite, but I'm hoping that...
Because, as you know, Gillingham are playing in red for next season.
They are, but it's 1 year, isn't it? I don't agree with it massively. I think it's a cynical marketing ploy. But if you want to take it back far enough, there is a legitimate reason for them doing it. As much as I disagree with it, because we celebrated our actual centenary in 1993, because we obviously started in 1893, we're now, I think slightly cynically, celebrating the centenary of being called Gillingham Football Club.
Steve, if Arsenal changed their... was it Arsenal's style? Did they start in red and white, or...?
They had blue as well, and they had the burgundy. We changed to the burgundy for a year as well.
If they went back to their original roots one season, would you go in for that?
Well, it's fine. It's what we did for the centenary year.
Yeah, of course. They did change the kit for the centenary year. So for one season, you would be fine with it, or...?
One season's fine because it's a special thing. You're doing it as a one-off. But to completely change the direction of the club...
It's like, as a Football League fan... I know Cardiff as blue. To me, Cardiff are blue.
Here's my take on it, right? If that is the only way that Cardiff City can survive as a football club, if it is really last chance saloon, and the only person who can come in and save the football club says, I'll do it under these terms, then I think there's a discussion to be had, right? But I don't think that they're in that bad a trouble, are they?
Why would we have to do it?
our club has got ourselves in a financial mess. I'd rather we didn't sell. If we've got a financial mess, I'm not saying I'd rather we go first, but I think that's a very, that'll be a last case scenario. I mean, yeah, you know, we haven't even been into administration yet, for example. I'd rather take administration and 10-point deduction than this.
There's something more dignified about that.
A lot more dignified. I don't think it's just about, I mean, the sort of, the argument for it, if there is an argument for it, is that like people are saying, well, you support a club, not a colour of the shirt, but for me, that's not, I can understand that point of view, but it's not what it represents, it depends how you look at it. I think this is the first step to a very, very dark place for my club and for football. I mean, how long after 12 months are they going to go, okay, well, do you know what, we don't really like them Cardiff City, should we call them Cardiff Dragons?
If you're allowed to do that, then we'll start something.
And the worst case, well, if we are successful, if it does go to whatever crazy plan they have got, if it does work, then I think it sends a very dangerous precedent for other clubs.
It's the Guardian said it was football's indecent proposal, yeah, and it's been accepted.
And it does, it changes the game.
It's really, in my opinion, it's prostituting the club.
But have the FA actually had to accept that?
I think your kit colours, I don't think they have much to do with. I think that's your choice. I think something like a name change would be a bit more of an issue, but I don't know the ins and outs, so that's just kind of my opinion. But
it's the same question. Every fan of every club fears the fact that someone could come in and change it.
And that's the truth of the matter, but
still, it's not a hero, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've got a bet on Russia, so.
Okay, I am with Simon Head and Sean Miller.
That's my name, yep, whatever it means.
How are we thinking about the second game? At the moment, tell me the score and tell me the time.
There's not a game on.
You can't read the telly.
It's currently Russia 2, the Czech Republic 1.
Yeah.
And the onus is definitely with the Czech Republic now.
Yeah, exactly.
Russia don't know what to do. They don't know whether to stick or twist. They're winning the game. Do they push forward and get a third, or do they sit back and defend what they've got? That was a foul throw.
That was a foul throw. God damn. 68 minutes, that was definitely a foul throw.
That was terrible. Foul throws don't get given in football.
They really don't. It's ridiculous.
It's foul
it's
throws.
A basic
foul
thing.
Throws and obstruction when you're shielding the ball out of play.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Qualified ref. The Czechs are
coming back into this a little bit more.
Let's hope this guy.
I'm hopeful because
the
obviously
right
they're my team.
Away to the Russians.
If you had to give it the prediction now, 2-1 to Russia. What was your prediction, mate?
2-1 to Russia.
Stay the same.
By the way, it's lovely to see Wolf from Gladiators get a game.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see Wolf from Gladiators get a game.
I think it's stay 2-2.
Bit of a conflict here, though, to be fair, because obviously Simon's grandparents are Czech Republic.
Great-grandparents.
My great-grandparents are Russian, always hurrying all over the place.
We'll stay 2-2 then.
Yeah.
You've got no reaction.
Carl Lawson, what's just happened?
It's the golf.
Russia, that's game over. That's got to be game over, isn't it?
It is, definitely. I mean, the Czechs came back into it for a little while, but they never really played.
That is game over. All right, Pavlyuchenko is just...
Yeah. Pavlyuchenko has scored again.
Alan! Pavlyuchenko! Mate, that's two goals for Alan. Pavlyuchenko is celebrating, but that's game over, isn't it, Russia?
Well, Pavlyuchenko's celebrating, but Pavlyuchenko didn't actually score, so...
He was on the pitch. Oh, no, he was on the pitch.
Leave him alone!
Yes! Cole Lawson says leave him alone.
An Arsenal fan is telling me to leave him alone.
I love Pavlyuchenko.
Because he didn't play for you, that's why.
But, he scored goals.
But that's Russia game over, surely.
That's game over.
It's got to be game over.
Who would have saved it?
Czech should have saved it. It went straight through.
I'm going to say this now. There will be one more goal.
What? Okay. Simon Head says one more goal. We'll be back with you when the goal happens. Okay, so a couple of minutes ago, maybe a few seconds ago, if you listen to the podcast.
About 90 Simon seconds. Head, about 90 seconds.
All right.
90 seconds.
Simon Head did say there will be another goal.
I did.
Which way has he gone?
it's gone to Russia.
Looks like Roman Pavlyuchenko might have scored it.
I think so.
Did he really?
That's
like an octopus. That was well lovely.
He's cut inside two defenders and hit a lovely one with his left foot right in the bottom corner. Lovely finish. 4-1. The Russians look good.
Petr Cech.
Best side of the tournament so far.
Petr Cech. Just take the hat off. Take his hat off, though.
Petr Cech, a lost child. In a crash. He can't find his mother.
That's a good goal. That is a good goal. That's a good finish. Can't say anything about that.
The Russians are coming, as I say. The Russians are coming.
All right, leave it. Come on.
I quite enjoy it.
Okay, I'm with View from M5, a.k.a. Steve Kummer. Thoughts on the game so far?
I don't know. For the whole group, everyone said this group was going to be terrible, but it's been two really good games.
If every opening game in the groups are like this, we'll be happy.
We're laughing. Couple of sendings off.
Yeah, and then a 4-1.
Yeah. It's a shame that Pavlyuchenko scored as an Arsenal fan. It was a good goal, but you know.
Was it a good goal though?
I don't know. Check the suspect. And he's been suspect for the last two goals. Yeah.
And he's been suspect for about 8 years. When you're talking about a Czech Republic fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, there we go. We'll take that. So, this group's wide open, isn't it?
Well, I think the Russians will be through now, and it's the other three scrapping it out for points just to sneak through in the runners-up position now, isn't it?
I think, Russia are fucking sorted.
Yeah, Russia will smash Poland, and then everyone else can fight.
Love that shit.
What do you want to say?
Okay, Dan Silva has just busted over and would like to say something. I think you want to say something, like, quite prophetic.
I can't stand Roman Pavlyuchenko.
Why?
The geezer is supposed to be
good goal.
The geezer who's supposed to be too fat to play in the Euros. And he did. He got 2 weeks ago, he got told he was too fat to play in the Euros.
He looked too fat. And just he scribbled and banged that back in the net.
That will be the only goal he scores in the entire
Euros. I'll take a bet on that.
Sean Miller, are you going to take a £10 bet on that?
£10 bet on that, yeah.
Roman Pavlyuchenko will not score another goal.
There is a handshake going on right now. I bet Roman Pavlyuchenko is the only goal he scores.
Excellent. But to be fair, Dan, Russia have dominated this game.
They've been brilliant.
And I think they will be better than Poland and the Greeks.
Poland.
I'm basically talking about Grange Hill, Roland. I think they'll be better than the Poles.
I am very surprised at how much Russia has dominated this game. Because the Czech Republic... on paper, the Czech Republic and the Russian team.
Old.
Yeah, but they're not a bad side. On paper, the two of them are pretty even. 4-1 is a fucking spanking.
They're not even, no. 4-1's
a spanking.
Russia are a much better side on paper. They've
you're saying
players.
That now, they're 4-1 up.
It's a fair point.
Well, I tell you what, if you'd asked me before this, after I read the sport
If you'd asked me...
These two are very drunk now.
We're very drunk. You're very drunk.
If you had asked me before this game...
Yeah.
After I read the sport article saying that...
It was a sport oracle.
Anyway... Go on,
after
Russia.
You read that, so you would have said what?
Russia were a much better team than Czech Republic.
It's very good you said hindsight, you prick.
Good.
Hello!
So we are back at the Football Podcast.
Hello.
I have got Dan Silva with me.
Hello.
And Simon Head, the Football Podcast founder.
Good evening.
So what do we make of the opening games? It's open.
I thought the first game exceeded the expectations. It was two teams that no one was interested in.
Absolutely.
Turned out to be a semi-entertaining game of football.
Two goals, two red cards.
And the second game... Russia showed us what they showed
Russia
us against Italy.
Did very well.
Hey, massive,
so,
massive.
3-1.
Russia beat Italy 3-0.
4-1.
They beat. Shush. They beat Italy 3-0. Listen up, chops.
Yeah.
Right, and then they played the Czech Republic in the Euros. And much to my chagrin, because I wanted the Czech Republic to win.
Yeah.
Dan's getting a kiss. And
I'm getting a kiss off Mike Messina. It's not quite the same, is it?
No. He's getting a kiss from a man in a beard.
He's a very sexy man. But yeah. No, to be fair, 4-1. I'll tell you, that's really like 4-1 Russians. That is a fucking great result.
Russia are good. The minute they come up against a team that can defend, they're out.
True. That is an absolutely blind result. I swear, no one had ever predicted a spanking.
I think Russia will win that group. You not agree? Russia will win that group.
They probably will.
I know they will come up against something.
Czech Republic will come second, by the way.
Okay, so they'll recover from that.
So no Poland, no Poland.
I think they'll beat Poland.
Fair.
I think they'll beat Poland, so, you know, I mean...
Fair.
Right, this group is the group of life, right?
Two. Very good line.
As opposed to the group of death.
The
group
of very good line.
Oh, Germany, oh, Holland, okay. Portugal. Right, that's the tough group. A really, really talented team are going to get knocked out of the group stages. Group A is a duddle.
Yeah?
It's
the entry into the quarterfinals. That is the group. That is
okay.
The,
based on that, based on that, Simon Heads, podcast fire now. How do you make Group D? What do you make of that?
Remind me of Group B.
Group D.
England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ukraine, France.
Yeah.
And the
Sweden, and England.
Who
we've all heard of?
I don't reckon we'll get out of the group.
Right, first place will be France. Second place will be Sweden.
You see the football?
We watched it.
What's it going to be like?
Well, we are talking about that now.
For a second, I thought I was Dan Ferdinand. No, I'm very upset.
England in their group. What do you reckon?
I'd love them to win, but I'm not confident at all.
I don't think anyone is confident.
They're coming third.
I think we're rebuilding at the moment.
And I'm rebuilding in a fucking tournament environment is war, not what
here's,
you need.
Here's the thing, right?
You've got it in one, mate. You've got it in one.
But what do you think? Simon Heads, what do you think?
Roy Hodgson is a safety first manager. He's setting up England to play so that they're hard to beat. The problem we have is, what have we got to break teams down and win?
Can I just say,
I'm really chuffed it's fucking dark. I'm after dark right now. So I feel a little bit less...
Because we can't see you.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing? What do you think about the Rio Ferdinand situation? Do you think he should be there?
He should have been in the start. He should have been there.
There's no question. If it was a footballing reason, fair enough, it was in the first team squad. When the injuries came, there's no question that he should have been a backup. If it was pure football,
I would start John Terry and Rio Ferdinand as my centre backs.
In that situation,
absolutely.
I reckon the Football Association should be honest about it.
Absolutely. Our two best centre backs are John Terry and Rio Ferdinand.
And everyone knows that, so they should just be honest and say, right, it's a political decision.
Yeah.
This is why we've done that.
And then there would be no question about it. We get on with it.
You're right.
But saying that, I want England to win. I always want us to do well. But I can't see it. We're playing France. France ain't lost in 22 matches.
Nah. They're on form. Massive form.
But if we do win that game, we're all going to be going mental.
We are going to be mental. We are going to be absolutely fucking... We are going to be mental.
Like, anyway, I've got to go, guys. Pleasure speaking to you. Hope I see you again. Best of luck.
Sean, what do you reckon for the game on Monday night against France? You've given your prediction already.
France probably win.
Really?
Probably.
I've got more faith in that.
And then they won the Euros.
Slightly better. According to Sean Miller.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in a bit.